The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Mila, in I believe Rishon Gimel, brings down a halacha that by the bris of a mamzer, don't say Kayim es hayelad hazeh. The Shach explains we're not mevakish rachmim on a mamzer. We find similarly in Chavis Alvavis, and I believe Rabbi Yonah as well, in the Shari Tshuva, say that if someone, Achman al-Latan, has a mikshol, and there's a mamzer born from there, if one will do sufficient tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cause the mamzer to die, and thus enabling him to kind of fix his wrong deed. So that being the case, we have to understand, we find in the Sugi and Ksubis and Daf Testament Aleph, an incident with David HaMelech and Bathsheba. And the Gemara over there wants to know, why was David allowed to marry Bathsheba? Why wasn't there the Isser of Kishem Shesur Labal Kachasur Labayil? Just like she'd be Asr to her husband, or yeah, she'd be Asr to David as well. The Gemara gives two terutzim. One terutz is that since she was forced, she was an oinus, she had no choice, she had to listen to the Melech. Therefore, she wouldn't have been asked to her husband. And the Beis Shmuel in Ebenezer Simon Yud Aleph elaborates and explains that where there's no answer to the Baal, because she was an oinus, there won't be an answer to the Baal as well. And that's why she was mutter to David. The second teretz is that the soldiers in David's army used to write a get before they left. I'll deny that if they don't return, there'll be a gerish in Lemafreya from the time before when they left. And that being the case, although Uriah did come back at one point, as it says, it had to be when he came back at the end of the war, which he did not. And Lamafreya, she was actually divorced all along. The Gemara in Shabbos in Bamei Behema also mentions this point about the Gekrisus. And the Gemara uses it in conjunction with explaining why Kola Eimer David Chata Ein Alatayah, that whoever says that David sinned is making a gross error. It says that David was... Hashem Imai, David was Chodvar of Maskev, Hashem Imai had the Shechina with him, how could we possibly suggest that he had sinned? However, the first Teretz would seem to be saying that really it sounded like it was an Aveira, and it was only a allowance to marry her because she was an Oinus, which seems to go against the Sugya and Shabbos, and also it would come out the Fizeh that the child born from that relationship would be a mamzer. And nonetheless, we look at the psukim, and it says that David was meiser nefesh to daven for this child. The child got sick, and in 7 days he was fasting and davening for the child. Ultimately, the child died. And if the child was a mamzer, then we said from the shach that we don't daven. We're not mevakesh rachman al mamzer. So how was it that David would daven for this child? Those are the two problems that we have to address. So, we could suggest as follows. Number one, we have to understand what's the yisoid of an isser mamzer. Why that which we say layavoi mamzer bekal Hashem. So, that isser we find that in a situation where the mamzer's identity is unknown, we leave it alone. We don't expose it. We will tell people who are tenuim will be informed about it. People who are bali madrega will be let known because there is some sort of pagam here. But it doesn't have the isser of layava mamzer. We're not going to tell the hamayna. And the understanding of this, I believe, is that the site of layava mamzer b'kal Hashem is that we don't want that act of znus. We don't want it infiltrating our society. This is the product of that action. We don't want it being involved in our kahal. And therefore there's an isser. We find this yisoid, Ayna Gentif says a big chiddush, that when the two parties are anusim, they have no choice, for whatever the case may be, they won't have the din mamzer. It's a big chiddush, but it's for our purposes, we see this idea that the yisoid of the Isser Mamzer is the fact that that Maisa's Nus is now carrying on and entering into society. Once we don't, once it's lost the connection to that action where Mamzer Shenitma, where it's, the Mamzer is no longer identified with his origin, we don't draw the connection, it no longer bears that issur. So let's go over to a sugya in Chelek, in Sanhedrin, where it gives us a little more detail about what actually happened, what was going on behind the scenes with David and Bathsheba. Without going to the arichas of the Gemara, I'll just give a brief synopsis, where the Gemara explains that David saw the Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov had Hashem's name associated with them, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov, and he wanted that his name, that it should say Elokei David as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him they had nisyonis. They were tested. So David requested a test for himself as well. Kadosh Baruch Hu actually tipped him off what the test would be. The test would involve arayas. And it seemed that he didn't stand up to the test. But if we go on in the Gemara, we see that was not really the case. The Gemara goes on to tell us that David was really in full control of himself. And he was fully capable of refraining from this ma'aseh. And he made a cheshbon. He said that now they're going to say the Eved was menatzeach Adonav, that I outsmarted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And David, on his madrega, understood that there's an element of Chil Hashem. And he went from there to go ahead with the Maisa. Now, what does that mean? So we find the idea of the concept of an Aver Lishma, like by Yael and Sisra. Has obviously extremely restricted in its use. It's limited for Hatzal's Kol Yisrael or a Navi, someone in that position where we have, so let's elaborate a little bit, let's understand that a little better. It's based on the idea of Eis Lasis Hashem Mefir Teres Secha, and the Kli Yakar in Parshas Shoiftim, in the Pasuk of Vayisasim and Adavar Sheyigidu Lecha Yeminu Smail, explains that the way it works is that all the things that we find in the Torah have a tzad lakan, a tzad lakan. A tzad tumba, a tzad Torah. A tzad heter, a tzad iser. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu paskind in the Torah with the Rav Tzadim. We find that Rabbi Meir was able to find 150 reasons to be Matar Asheret, to find 150 reasons why Asheret should be Tahar. Now, of what relevance is that? Asheret is clearly Tameh. So says the Kli Yakar, because in a situation of Eis Lasos Lashem, then when the Sanhedrin, who understands the Tzad Heter, could say Smoich, will add on the Eis Lasos Lashem to the Tzad Tahira, the Tzad Heter, and thus be Matir, whatever it is in question, for that one-time Heter of Eis Lasos Lashem. Again, obviously this is not, this is... completely restricted. It's limited to, like we said, the Telskal Yisrael, Leo Bar Carmel, Pinavua. But David HaMelech obviously was also in that position of Melech and also felt that the Chil Hashem warranted it was an Eis Lasos Hashem. And based on the Kli Yakar, it would come out that it's not just an override, but rather it becomes mutter using the Mahalach of Smoich Eis Lasis to the Tadmiut and making that into a Roiv and being Matarit. And the Mela, we could suggest that being the case, perhaps based similar to the Oinig Yontif, the baby would actually not be a Mamzer and would be a Kasher. Now, how do we know about the Eis Lasis to allow such a baby into our community? Either nobody knew, or just like it says by Elio, Par Carmel, he was someone who was muchzak lanu. Elio Anavi was someone who was muchzak lanu as being a tzadik gamur. David as well was muchzak lanu, and therefore we could rely on his choice of Eis Lasos Hashem to say that it was mutter, and thus allow not give the child the status of a mamzer.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.